Now let's talk about space research. Tomorrow, for the first time ever, humans, that's us, may succeed in landing something on the surface of a comet. A spacecraft chasing a comet is set to send out a landing probe. If it works, NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports.
The European Space Agency's Rosetta mission took 10 years to catch this comet, which is orbiting the sun. Since August, the spacecraft has been circling just a few miles from the surface. But Carl Badhams, who studies comets at the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory, says that's not good enough.
I think it's kind of part of human nature to want to go up to something and touch it.
And so tomorrow, the spacecraft will release a refrigerator-sized probe to make contact.
It's our remote hands.
Researchers are expecting to learn all sorts of things from the lander.
It sounds basic, but they're going to stick basically a thermometer on the surface of the comet and say, hey, how hot is the surface of the comet? We don't really know what sort of temperature the material is at.
The lander will also drill into the comet. It will check for seismic activity, image its interior, but only if the probe can stick the landing.
We've never done this before.
The problem isn't hitting the comet. This thing is as big as a mountain. But the surface is lumpy.
It is what look like craters or big depressions. It is huge cliffs, boulders. There's what look like sand dunes. And there's no wind on a comet, so you can't get sand dunes. But something has made the appearance of sand dunes. It's truly an alien landscape.
And it's not the landscape scientists had in mind when they designed this mission 20 years ago.
We expected some more or less roundish potato shape.
Stefan Ulametz is in charge of the lander. He works for the German Space Agency. He says that right up until this summer, when the spacecraft started to catch up to the comet, they were expecting the landing would be fairly easy.
But the more we saw the terrain and how rough the terrain is, we saw, of course, this is an extremely difficult target to land on.
They're not even sure what the ground is like. It might be hard or it might be soft and sandy. And that's why this lander comes with harpoons.
We've chosen the harpoons for anchoring because they would work in hard material just like in soft material.
Moments after its feet touch down, the harpoons will fire along with some thrusters to keep the lander grounded. Then screws in the feet will try to get a grip. It's a good plan, but only if the lander comes down on a flat spot. There are random cliffs and boulders scattered throughout the target zone, and the lander can't steer. It just falls. The descent will take 7 hours. Carl Badhams says the wait will be excruciating.
There's going to be a lot of sweaty palms and tapping of feet of fingers on desks like, well, did it?
By the end of tomorrow, we should know if it did. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.